This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
Art music is a vast, complex and dynamic genre filled with beauty, joy, strangeness and wonderment. And you'll find all of it here, in the joy of classical music. That was the Hokkaido University Mixed Chorus performing Makiko Kinoshita's setting of Michizo Tachihara's poem, The Things I Dreamed Of. Tachihara met Eieko Mito in 1934 and fell deeply in love. He was dying from tuberculosis, and unable to act on that love, he poured his longing into his poetry. Written 8 months before his death, What I Dreamed Of spoke to the future he wanted, but could never have. He died on the 29th of March, 1939, aged 24. And before I go any further, I'd just like to apologise to any Japanese listeners for my dubious Japanese pronunciation. Kia ora koutou, I'm Andrew Johnstone, and welcome to episode 159 of The Joy of Classical Music and Big in Japan, an hour of music by Japanese composers. The featured work is Toro Takamitsu's November Steps, and we'll be hearing more from Makiko Kinoshita, but first it's Wind Plays the Flute, the main title theme from popular TV drama Asuka. Written by composer Mishiro Oshima, Wind Plays the Flute has long transcended its origins and is now one of Japan's most beloved pieces of music. Here's Fumiaki Miyamoto and his oboe. Written in 1960, Toshihiro Miyazumi's Mandala Symphony is a mystical orchestral work inspired by his interest in Buddhist cosmology. Its two movements correspond to two sacred Buddhist mandalas, Varadhatu, the diamond world, and Garbhadhatu, the womb or matrix world. The result is a mandala for the ear. Here's the NHK Symphony. composer Kiyoshige Koyama's 1964 work, Song of Ainu for Strings, blends Western classical string techniques with the traditional folk music of the indigenous Ainu people of northern Japan. From a 1985 recording, here's the New Symphony Orchestra.
Thank you.
Written in 1895, Nobu Koda's Violin Sonata in D Minor is the first Western-style classical work by a Japanese composer. The first Japanese musician sent overseas by the government to master classical composition and performance, Koda was a cultural sensation. Her talent and expertise had opened doors previously closed to women, and in 1895, she broke the glass ceiling when she became the first woman appointed to the faculty of the Tokyo Music School. Here's pianist Yoko Grenet and violinist Emily Cole.
Thank you.
Composed by Japanese avant-garde stylist Makiko Toyama in 1958, Waka Parts 1 and 2 blend classical Japanese poetry, waka, with modernist chamber orchestrations and early tape electronic music techniques. From the Smithsonian Folkways album Waka and Other Compositions, Contemporary Music of Japan, here's Makiko Toyama.
The wind rustles the bamboos by my window in the dusk. Mist floats on the spring meadow. My heart is lonely. A nightingale sings in the dusk. Yes, I'm in love. They were talking about me before daylight, although I began to love without knowing it, although I hide it, love shows in my face so plainly. That he asks me, "Are you thinking of something?" Do not smile like a green mountain with a cloud drifting across it. People will know we are in love. This morning, I will not comb my hair. It has lain pillowed on the hand of my love. Will he always love me? I cannot read his heart. This morning, my thoughts are disordered as my black hair. The dawn comes through the cracks of the shutters. Heartless as night. You do not come. And I wait on Matsuo Beach in the calm of evening. And like blazing water, I too am burning. Thank you. someone passes, and while I wonder if it is he, the midnight moon is covered with clouds. The mist rises over the still pools at Asaka. Memory does not pass away so easily. The flower whirls away in the wind like snow. The thing that falls away is myself.
Otherwise known as the Queen of the Choral Repertoire, Mikiko Kinoshita is Japan's most widely performed contemporary choral composer. And this is the Heinrich Schultz Choir of Osaka performing Kinoshita's Seagull, a requiem for students who have lost their lives to war.
So
During World War II, the Japanese government used traditional Japanese music as a propaganda tool, and a teenaged Toru Tokumitsu came to associate the sounds of traditional instruments with oppression, militarism, and social trauma. In 1962, he was tasked with scoring Masaki Kobayashi's Harikiri. He'd recently been learning about the biwa, a short-necked, fretted wooden lute that was used as a narrative device by itinerant storytellers who specialized in epic war stories. Rather than glorifying military triumphs, these musical tales focused on the fall of prideful clans, cosmic impermanence, and the tragedy of defeated warriors. Because Harikiri was a cynical deconstruction of the samurai honor code, Takemitsu saw the biwa's association with tragedy and failure as the perfect thematic match for the film's narrative. Having conquered his aversion to traditional instruments, he continued to experiment. In 1967, the New York Philharmonic was celebrating its 125th anniversary, and to commemorate the event, it commissioned work from 18 contemporary composers, Takemitsu among them. He decided on a piece that would blend the musical traditions of Japan with those of the West. After weeks of work, he hit a wall, and unable to unify the two traditions, he decided on the opposite approach. Contrasting the explosive microtonal nature of the biwa and shakuhachi with the expansive atonal nature of the Western orchestra, November Steps brought together all the elements of Takemitsu's musical philosophy. Japanese tradition, Western modernism, silence, color, nature, and ritual. The result was unprecedented. As for the title, this is what he said. It was to be performed in November, and to me that project represented a new step. Thus, I titled the work November Steps. One of the most highly regarded composers of the 20th century, Toru Takemitsu died on the 20th of February 1996, at the age of 65. Next week, it's nothing but conductor, composer, and virtuoso pianist Sergei Rachmaninoff. Until then, here's the Saito Kinin Orchestra.
Thank you.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.